Hey, everyone. You're tuned in to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Thanks for tuning in, supporting us here. Totally non-corporate, non-profit radio. I'm Jesse. This is Star Road Junction, progressive music till 6 o'clock. The only progressive music show on the prairies. With me today is Andy Morton. How's it going, Andy?
It's going well. Hi, Jesse. Hi. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, no problem. He's a Winnipeg music fixture, big prog rock fan.
I am.
Isn't that right?
Yeah. You got it.
Yeah. So he's brought some music to play on the show today, so I don't have to pick all the songs for once. It's kind of nice.
Yeah, I picked some oldies and some newer stuff. Just a nice mix. And I thought we'd kick things off with Caravan, one of the classics from the Canterbury scene, and their song Waterloo Lily.
Nice. What year is that from, Andy?
I believe 72.
72. Wow.
I think so, yeah. The last album with Richard Sinclair before he left to join Hatfield in the North.
All right.
The view, 6th Avenue, legs of Waterloo Lily, black tights, the dark night, on a trip through Piccadilly. Blue. of wine, Lily's lip, the daily upper door, down the cap, a cup of cod, double dog, what brown and British. Imagine you, Lily too, bought a double bun, writing to just out of you, all the things your sister won't. Lies without tomorrow. In each of us is a hill.
station. We monitor the station. Enough faces, enough places. Where we trace his points of view. Beats up strands of conversation. Radio remediation. We'll be right back.
wonder rends the atmosphere with despair. This sense of urgency asks more.
Sunday. voice of Eugene cuts through air. His gaze commands everyone to wonder. The words he speaks dispel all care. But Eugene is always there.
Hollywood, Columbine, speakers three. Their spirits can be found to wander. The cry of 3 + 2 times nothing at all.
Spits all times nothing.
Listeners, you are tuned into CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Winnipeg's best radio, brought to you by the community, located here at the University of Winnipeg on the 4.5 floor. This is Star Road Junction, Manitoba's only dedicated progressive music show. I'm Jesse, and I'll be with you till 6 o'clock. Got an hour and a half left of progressive tunes for you. We heard 5 songs. The first song that we just listened to, sorry, the last song we just listened to, was Jackson Heights with Cry of Eugene. That's a song made by the band that was formed from the ashes of the Nice after they split up in 1969, and was fronted by Lee Jackson, who was the lead vocalist and the bassist in the Nice. Before that, we heard Rush with Digital Man off of 1981 or 1982's Signals. That's a very, electric, I guess that's a track from Rush. I guess that's part of the intention. The Digital Man, there's some background behind this character that Rush created. Actually, he is a man who left behind his identity as the analog kid. That's another song in the track list, a song on Signals. It's called Analog Kid. So the digital man is the analog kid who left behind his identity. The digital man is a creature of a world of high-speed technology, of the breakneck pace of a rat race in which human beings sooner or later wear down or burn out because they are forced to try to match the pace of tireless instant replay machines. He is pretty much the same image as the humanoid, only here the focus is less on his denatured degradation as it is on his function as a cog in a wheel. In some ways, the perfect example of the digital man is Winston Smith, the hapless antihero, the card-carrying member of the party of George Orwell's nightmare masterpiece 1984. Digital man as a species may be ascendant, but his fate is sealed. The mechanical world of which he is a part must eventually collapse under his own weight. This human spirit will burst forth like the phoenix from his own pyre, and on that day we'll see the emergence of the new world man. So there's a whole canon behind Rush that you may not be aware of. Go seek it out if you have nothing better to do, and mine its deep veins of wisdom. Rush with Digital Man. Before that, Hawkwind with Space is Deep. That's a track which kind of became iconic as soon as that album was released for its ability to truly send listeners into a profound kind of trance. It's got lyrics written by Michael Moorcock. Lyrics taken from Michael Moorcock's The Black Corridor poem. That was the poem, the spoken word piece that you might have heard in the first part of that song. And before that, Caravan with their classic Waterloo Lily, which of course needs no introduction. It's 4:32 on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Thanks for listening. I hope you are all enjoying this great summer weather we have. I got to speak to lots of different members of the community today on my way to the radio station. It was a pretty enriching experience, I have to say. Really kind of put all the community aspects of this station into focus. There's a community garden that's on Young Street that's always looking for volunteers to come help out. And they also have some open open plots, I think. They also feed the feed the people in the community who don't have enough to eat. They can come and take food that they grow. There for them, a lot of it is kind of native to Manitoba, stuff like edible weeds and plants, and some Saskatoon bushes and lots of different kinds of berries. In addition to your more traditional garden fare. So, consider spending some time in an organization like that and get your hands in the dirt and get to make a real local difference in a way that kind of has some echoes around you in a way that you can really appreciate. And having said all that, I'm going to play a song that is not a prog song. You could call it a psych song, but it's a song that has been stuck in my head quite a lot lately. I made all my friends listen to it, and I'm going to play it now, and then after that, some prog or maybe some jazz. Once again, you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Thank you.
The George Russell Sextet from 1961 with Lydiate off of Aesthetics. One of the great releases in post-bop by the great pianist, Mr. George Russell. Don Ellis on the trumpet, Dave Baker on the trombone, Eric Dolphy on the sax, and Steve Swallow on the bass, with Joe Hunt on the drums. Before that, we heard more of a standard kind of jazz tune by Mr. Bill Evans and his quintet, which was a rare thing for him. I think that was the only album that he recorded with a quintet. And that was a Bill Evans original. That was the title track, Interplay, from 1963. Bill Evans piano, one of the best piano players to have ever lived, with Freddie Hubbard on the trumpet and Jim Hall on guitar, Percy Heath on the bass, and Philly Joe Jones on the drums. And before that, kind of a lost British jazz classic, Gordon Beck and his quartet from 1968's Experiments with Pops, doing a bunch of experimental, for the time, jazz versions of standards, pop standards. So that was These Boots Are Made for Walking, featuring John McLaughlin,